Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Department of Labor and Employment Division. Can I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is she.
How can I help you today?
I was wondering how I tried to file an unemployment claim online, but it was two questions that wouldn't let me answer and it wouldn't let me proceed forward. And I was wanting to file a claim.
The Social Security number?
It's 418-250-112.
First and last name?
Lori, L-O-R-I-A. Last name Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N.
Verify the driver's license number and the mother's maiden name for security reasons, please.
It's 831-9136.
Have you worked under any other name or any of the Social Security number?
No, ma'am.
Date of birth?
3/27/1987.
Male or female?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English the preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11th.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
Can we do direct deposit?
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Will this be with a traditional bank account?
I'm not sure what you mean traditional.
As in an actual bank account and not any prepaid card or online banking?
It's not a prepaid card, but it is online banking. It's Chime.
Okay, so we don't accept any prepaid accounts. It has to be traditional in order to set up direct deposit.
Okay, well, we'll go with the other route then.
The mailing address?
It's 19550 Gaston Street. That's G-A-S-T-O-N. Apartment 4. Citronelle, C-I-T-R-O-N-E-L-L-E. Alabama, 36522.
One 19550 Gaston Street, Apartment 4, Centennial, Alabama, 36522.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has the address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay, your telephone number?
It's 251-323-9422.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is that Selma, Prattville, Anniston, Mobile, or none of the above?
Like as in places I've lived before?
Lived or been associated with?
Mobile.
What team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Is that Golden Jets, Hornets, Tigers, Trailblazers, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is that 1237 South Cove Lane? 2000 North 5th Street? 2222
yes.
County Road? Okay.
The North 5th Street.
Okay, one moment. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have GRA certification?
I don't know what that is, so no, ma'am.
Okay. When was the last day that you worked?
Let me look at my calendar. The second.
Okay. Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
As many as it takes.
Okay, so I need an estimate amount of miles.
100.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest?
Yes.
10.
Do you work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Your job title?
I was assistant manager for Family Dollar.
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
I'm seeking work in any occupation.
You said the name of the last employer was Family Dollar, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
The telephone number to the employer.
Hang on. Let's get up. Is this a 246 type deal? It's 251-265-6054.
Okay. The day you started working there?
I want to say September the 9th of 2019.
Okay.
I may have the actual day wrong, but I know it was in September.
Okay. And you said the last day that you worked was when?
December the 2nd of 2022.
The city the work was performed in?
Mount Vernon, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I am expecting to receive my last paycheck this coming Thursday evening, which probably ain't going to be but about $20, maybe $30.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working?
They fired me.
What was the reason for the discharge?
They said it was for vaping. Which at the time I didn't know it was company policy, but it happened 2 months before they fired me.
name and title of the person who discharged you?
His name was Daniel Kittrell, K-I-T-T-R-E-L-L, and he was the manager.
And you said the final incident that caused your discharge was the fact that you were vaping?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you commit the act the employer alleges?
I did.
Any prior warning for the same? Go ahead.
No, they didn't warn me until after it happened, and they told me it was against company policy, and I didn't do it anymore after that unless I was outside.
Do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Give me 1 second. Let me grab a pen. Okay.
The PIN number is going to be 1287.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update the online resume. A failure to do so will result in the interruption of the benefit.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And if you choose to file via the telephone number you will need to call every week is going to be 800-752-7389. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. So please make sure you're filing your first certification either by the telephone or the internet this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
You told me to maintain an active, I guess application or resume or something with one of the career centers?
Yes, or you will need to log into that website I provided you.
Okay. The Alabama Works. .alabama.gov?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I will do that immediately.
Alrighty, any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.